We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Rates.
Thank you very much, and hello again. There are six of us here on the stage of the Commonwealth Institute in London. Beside me, our scorer, the incredibly young but dependable Leonie Lawson, and flanking us, the usual teams, John Amis and Frank Muir, versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And we begin, John. We've noticed from time to time, haven't we, that if you play any vocal record at all at the faster speed than it was intended for, you tend to get a sound that makes people think of Eartha Kitt. I'm not so sure about this, so I thought we'd experiment with it in this round. So, John, Singer X, on a 45 record, played, though, at 33 and a third.
Oh-ho. Hakolot Shambalaya O Tan Mayalel.
Good voice. The singer, John. The singer.
Ian Wallace.
That's the standard answer, isn't it?
Have a go. Well, shall I put that down as a possibility? Ian Wallace, right?
I didn't say it.
No. Well, who do you think, then?
I don't know. Somebody more like Paul Robeson, I would
Paul
say.
Robeson. That's a good guess. Right. So, Frank, your turn. The same record, but this time played too fast. In other words, a 45 played at 78.
It's not a singer. There's a trick here. She's not on note at all.
No. She's playing bagpipes.
No, yeah. Anyway, do you have a name, a nominee? No.
Shirley Bassey.
S. Bassey, right. That's right.
She's on note, actually. That's rather cool.
Yes, that's true enough. Yes. Ian, even at proper speed, I don't think identification is easy, but just try, anyway.
Mahakolot Shambhalaya Ho Tan Mayalem.
She didn't do an R. It's only made an R sound.
We feel there's an essential clue lacking in Dennis, so she doesn't do an R sound, so we can't really tell, but he thinks it's Marlene Dietrich.
He's right. All those records are Marlene Dietrich. Yes, that's right. Well done. Dennis, Ian's question was admittedly easier than the other, so for your mark, a double answer, please. Who is this singer, and what is her song's connection with Dietrich?
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just
to be. Little old singer.
Well, I don't know. I can do the second half, I think.
Right.
That's a Burt Bacharach song, and when Marlene Dietrich went on tour, Burt Bacharach volunteered to accompany her for quite a long
pianist,
time.
Pianist, yes.
Yeah. But I don't know who sang it.
Don't you know? Audience does. Dionne Warwick.
Sorry,
yes.
I didn't know.
Or Warwick, as she calls herself, yes. Of course. You know, well, you've got half a mark, and Ian's got one. The other two didn't, but perhaps we can be generous with a bonus or two later on. Meanwhile, there's a hint of palindromicity in this next round. John, looking up the dictionary definition of a certain musical word, I was surprised to find that in addition to the musical reference that I expected to find, the word also means a creature of the smallest size or importance, the downstroke of a pen, or the 60th part of a fluid dram. What is the word?
And it's also a palindrome?
Yes, it is. Musical word.
Can you sing it?
Yes, you can. I'll play you three of them and one dotted.
Minim.
Some help. A minim is what it is. A creature of the smallest size, a downstroke of a pen.
I have no scruples.
Just part of a flip. That's right, exactly. You have no scruples. A minim. Frank, your question. Where was Dick Minim born?
Where was he born? He was an apprentice to a boor. His uncle left him a lot of money.
Mm. Where would I find him?
You'd find him in a series of papers called The Idler.
That's right, exactly. Numbers 60 and 61.
60
how right
and 61.
Are. Invented by...
By Samuel Johnson.
Yes.
And the first paragraph is of the first Dick Minim story is the... has that wonderful, much-quoted definition of a critic. Criticism is a science by which a man can grow powerful and terrible with very little expense.
Yes, damn
it. He was a character invented to satirise the amateur critics of the 18th century.
An imaginary critic about town.
But not music, funnily enough.
No, but a minim in the same word, yeah.
Yeah.
Ian, how many semiquavers are there in a minim?
Oh, minim is two crotchets.
Yes.
Carry on. Eight.
Eight semiquavers in the minim. That's right. And Dennis, what does a minim look like?
They all look like little golf clubs or hockey sticks or...
Perfect.
Right? Yes.
You draw me...
Well, I can't... I can never draw it as well as...
Draw me a rather empty golf club.
Ian, a semi-breve... is when you inhale through only one nostril. I know. But it's a golf club with a rather inflated end on
what
it.
What difference does the tail up or down make?
Well, the difference is whether you're singing into the wind or behind. I don't know.
All right.
Or whether it's the right time for breeding.
Yes. Actually, it makes no difference whatever to the sound. It's purely a graphic matter of whether the notes are high or low on the stage.
None of them make any difference when I'm singing.
Not you, though. Looking through a pile of old 78s, and by the way, I don't need any more piles of old 78s, I came across one or two that I thought might interest you. John, who is singing what and by whom?
Slowly comes the caravan from the east. Laden with the spices sweet for the feast.
Sharp. Yes, John.
It's a song by one of my favourite lady composers, Amy Woodford Findon. And it's sung by Peter Dawson.
Peter Dawson's right, but it's not Amy Woodford Finnan. It's not
Lisa Lynn
Love lyrics. No, it's by a gentleman.
Isn't it one of the...
No, it's in a Persian market by...
In a Persian market.
Catelby.
Albert.
W.
Catelby.
Catelby, yes.
Clifford Curzon's uncle, I believe.
Really? Goodness. Yes, the Curzon pianist.
That's worth a bonus.
Well, that's worth a bonus. Yeah. There's the first of the bonus marks, right? So he's got one and a half, Lenny. Okay. Frank, just from the introduction only, in which decade was this recorded?
Fifties.
Yes. Was absolutely redolent of that awful period, I think, in popular music, the 1950s. Can I show you on the piano? I only just thought of this, but in the 1950s, if you were a pianist doing recording sessions, you spent your whole life playing... and so on. We'll hear a bit more of that later on. The 1950s is right. Ian, meanwhile, this singer was hugely admired, loved, lusted after by ladies. The Ian Wallace, you might say, of his day.
Poor devil.
Question for you is, who was he? Listen.
Can't you hear that kid of cat? Why, that happy tune, that's your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the...
Well, it's not Maurice Chevalier, although it's sort of rather like it, but it's definitely not Maurice Chevalier.
It's the king of surface hiss, he was. I don't know.
Don't you know?
Hissing Sid.
No, not Hissing Sid. Anyone in the audience recognise the voice of? Carl Brisson.
Yes.
Danish gentleman. And while we're talking about relationships, the father-in-law of Rosalind Russell. Now, did you know that, Ian?
Yes. Yes.
Frederick Brisson was there.
Carl Brisson.
Oh, I've got a little white gardenia.
Yes, that's his.
Handsome man.
Well, you didn't know that. Dennis, see if you know yours. That introduction that I played, Frank, leads into a fairly fatuous love song. I'm going to ask you for the singer's name, but do, while you're at it, listen to the words as well.
Last night I saw you by the lamppost light. Then bells rang out in sleepy London town, and London Bridge came tumbling down.
Gee, I got a great idea for a song.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a bit. It wasn't Doris Day, because she's throatier and deeper than that. I was so sort of caught up in the words. I couldn't really identify her. One of the singers of that, Patti Page.
I can tell you, she married in real life. I'm going to play the piano this morning. She married in real life the pianist who played.
Yes. Joe Stafford.
Yes, it was Joe Stafford.
Paul Weston.
Who married Paul Weston, who made that lovely comic record. Well, Joe Stafford, second choice, half a mark, okay? When I was learning the piano, I rather liked playing arpeggios. But I wasn't quite so keen on scales. You know how it goes. All the same, there are some rather good tunes based simply on a rising scale. John, starting on the third degree of the scale, what's this? Yes. What's he called?
It's from a symphony by Tchaikovsky.
Nine.
No, it isn't. It's the Serenade for Strings, yes, opus 48.
It's waltz from the second movement of the Serenade in C.
Your extremely filthy words that orchestral players always sing to you.
Oh, do they?
Not always. Which I won't sing to you now.
Not always, surely. Just sometimes.
Right and down.
Yes. Yeah.
Frank, starting on a different note of the scale, Frank, but still just an upward scale. What's this from?
Blue Room.
That's right. Blue Room. From insomnia. Ian, same scale, but starting on the second degree of the scale. Got you singing F sharp, haven't I?
Yes, sort of inadvertently. No business like show business.
Yes, even in a turkey that you know will fold. Dennis, starting on the third, this song has two titles that I know of. Either will do.
Neither do I know. What's it called? I can do that.
It's the one that goes.
It's the kind of thing you hear playing in lifts in New York.
Don't you? That's right.
I really don't know the title. What's it called?
Anna.
Is it?
Yes. Or El Bayon, was its other, El Bayon.
I should try to remember that.
Music now, concerning in one way or another newspapers, magazines or periodicals. John, what sort of periodical is this?
When Offenbach was in Vienna on one time, he was asked to write a waltz, and he wrote a waltz which was called Abendblätter, Evening Papers. And he met Johann Strauss and said, why don't you do some kind of a piece which goes with it? So Johann Strauss wrote a piece called Morgenblätter, Morning Papers.
That's right.
And I think this is the very article you have just played.
It is, yes, that's right. The very article, Johann Strauss's, yes. News Morning Paper, that's right. Frank, turning to the piano, there's a periodical mentioned somewhere in the song. Right.
Da-dun-dun.
radio time.
Yes.
The Monday night at 8 is on the air.
Monday night at 8. Long running radio series, yes. Get out your radio time.
Do you remember when it was Monday night at 7?
Yes.
It used to be Monday night at 7.
Yes, it did then.
Harry S. Pepper,
I think, wrote the song, yeah.
He used to write for that. Mm-hmm.
Ian, for you, a newspaper. Vegetable and mineral with Watergate connections.
Well, that should be played on a John Philip sousaphone. And it's the Washington Post.
The Washington Post. Sousa Smart, that's right. Dennis, a familiar periodical than yours. It's misspelt on the record label, which is meant to be a hint. Here it is.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocky was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Garbage tubs, dance, new barrels, and I only use heaven to wish when I am lost. Anything goes.
Name on the record label.
There can be three names. There can be Anything Goes, Cole Porter,
or
the name of the name of the people who are singing, who are obviously a name of a periodical.
Is it Harper's Bazaar?
Yes, it's Harper's Bazaar.
Bazaar, they call themselves.
Harper's Bazaar, of course, the magazine. Well, your side's got it, haven't you? Second choice, half a mark. Right. Rubbish. That's the subject of this next round. Nonsense syllables or words from songs. John. Where will you find Lassie Go Rings?
Laddly down, Susanna's a funny form. Laddly down, Susanna's a funny form, man.
Yes.
Now there's little pig, she had little porkers.
You enjoyed that?
Yes, yes, I love that. There are another 29 verses. Yeah.
Would you like them?
Everything but the title we got then. The Old Sow is the name of the song. Yeah.
Well, you knew that.
More, of course I did that. More nonsense. Frank, Kiddly Divey.
Wouldn't you?
I would, actually, yes.
A Kiddly Divey too. Mersey Dotes and Dozy
right.
Dotes.
Mersey Dotes. Yes. Ian, Ali Doe.
Ooh, is it supercalifragilistic?
Yes.
Expialidocious.
Yes, Alidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's right, I just said Alido. Right, Dennis, Chickalagumbi.
Chickery chick, chala chala, Chickalagumbi in a bananica, something like that.
Not the one I know. Put them together and what have you got?
Bibbidi bobbidi. We haven't got Chickalagumbi.
Chickalagumbi.
No, it's Monica Duga, Lanaga Duga. There's no Chickalagumbi. How long do you think we can... How long do you think we can maintain the intellectual level of this conversation?
I absolutely refuse to get 4,000 letters from people the other end of this programme on the subject of which lyric is in Chickalagumbi, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Take it as read, please, that we know the answer. So
yes,
don't bother
that's right.
To
yeah.
us. Okay.
And we don't care anyway.
No, we don't care. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. Frank, John, Dennis and Ian, in that order, have party pieces to offer in our closing round while our delicious scorer takes a rest from scoring and learns four songs that were popular long before her time. Frank, yours first. Should I reveal exactly how I feel?
Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Should I recite beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you? Could I repeat the greatest story told? Could I entreat? Would I be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you?
Thank you. John's song is unaccompanied because, apart from anything else, I always fall asleep when listening to it. Golden slumbers kiss your eyes.
Golden slumbers kiss your eyes. Smiles await you when you rise. Sleep, pretty wantons, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby. Care you know not therefore sleep, while I ere you watch to keep. Sleep, pretty darlings, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. I will sing a lullaby.
Yes. Dennis, you next. Irving Berlin never hit on a simpler idea for a song than Say It With Music. And we know whose signature tune it was, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, the night they invented Jack Payne. Yes. It's low, isn't it?
Yes.
Say it with music, beautiful music. Somehow they'd rather be kissed to the strains of Chopin or Liszt. A melody mellow played on a cello helps Mr. Cupid along. So say it with a beautiful song.
When the great experience is over and the final score is announced, I'm not talking about this programme, but the end of life, I have a feeling that one popular song will perhaps be decided on by those up there as being the best popular song there ever was, possibly. Ian sings it now. Words by Otto Haber, music by Jerome Kern.
What a responsibility you have just put on my shoulders.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaffed them and I gaily laughed to think they could doubt my love. But today my love has flown away. I am without my love. How laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
Beat that for a song. Smoke gets in your eyes. Well, laughing friends may divide as much as they like. We've got a victory this week for, forgive me, Ian, John Amis and Frank Muir.
Take it
taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiner.